Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious Baby Yodas. Whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer, get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of Baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in. Hi, friends. Welcome back. Today, we get to hear from Z, who is the human behind the account Grogstagram. Today we're catching up, we're seeing what she's been up to this past year. The last time she was on the show was July of 2024. So today we get to hear about what she's been up to, how her life has changed, how her family has grown, all of that good stuff. So without further ado, here's the show.
Thanks. Hey, thanks for coming back on.
That's okay. I thought I could just do a little update.
Yes.
Got three of mine. Oh, where are they gone?
Where have they gone?
Well, two. Got Chucky. I don't know if you can
see. Oh, there we go.
And there's Piper there.
Look at her.
Yeah. The others are downstairs. They're still asleep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's still early. My gosh. What time is it? 7 a.m.?
Yeah,
for you?
Yeah, it's 5:07 now.
Wow. Oh. I tell you, I envy anybody who has got, like, this early bird situation going on, because I just cannot. I just can't.
Yeah, I did the alarm for about 6:15, but I was awake at 5:30.
Jeez.
I did want to go back to sleep, but I thought I might as well stay awake now.
Yeah, might as well. But you go to bed early probably, right?
Yeah, I fall asleep about 10. 10:30, something like
okay.
That. Sometimes I have something on Netflix that I'm watching, and then I wake up in the morning because it's been playing while I've been sleeping, and then I'm like, what was I watching last night? I can't even remember. I was with my sister the other day and she just said the same thing to me. That happens to her as well. I'm like, oh, it's with the family then.
Oh my gosh. Well, so I, you know, let's just start. Let's catch up. Like, what's been going on in your world since we last talked?
Well, the last time we talked what month was that? Do you remember? Was it before April?
Oh, was it before April? Let me see.
Yeah, let me see if I've got it on my emails. It might show up, like, the last link you sent me. 10th April.
For real?
Yeah.
April, it was until July that I posted it?
I think you were really busy or something. I don't know.
Wow.
You did have to edit a lot of stuff out of my remember, so maybe that wasn't it.
I think I've gotten better, hopefully, with editing. Like, it doesn't take me quite as long anymore. Yeah, that was a long time. My gosh. Yeah. 3 months to get that up. Okay. Well, yeah. It's funny because I talked to Helen Loves Grogu. Oh, gosh. It was a couple of weeks ago now, probably 3 weeks. And I still haven't gotten hers up yet. And hers is not going to even be as long as what some of them have been. So yeah. I tell you, it's just the editing and posting for me that takes a while.
I know. I was talking to Helen like the day before she just did the podcast. And I said to her, oh, don't be nervous. I think she was a little bit nervous. And,
yeah.
Or it was just too early for her. I can't remember. But like, yeah, it'll be fine. It's really relaxing. And then she messaged me after saying that. It was good, but she's not going to listen to herself because she doesn't like her voice.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I'm like, I'm the same. When I listened back to mine, I was like scrolling. I was like, oh my god, I don't know. Oh god, what do I sound?
Well, I'll tell you what, I re-listened to our, you know, to prepare for this. I was like, well, I gotta listen to what we talked about last time because I forgot probably everything. And I don't ever listen to them once I've edited them and upload them. Like, I don't want to listen to myself either, so I totally get it.
But with you, as you're editing it, you're listening to it over and over again, so obviously it's like a bit too much. Like,
it is. Yeah, for sure. So I'm not going to listen to it again after it's been posted, but
as long as it's all fine.
Yeah. So what's been going on with you? How have things been?
So that was April. That was like around beginning of April. So then end of April, I found out the store I was working at, Marks & Spencer, it was closing down.
Right.
So that was a big shock. So it was quite hard because I didn't know if I was going to be relocated to the other store, and the other store's like 4 miles away, and then I'd have to catch 2 buses there. But I needed to stay in employment, and I actually like working for M&S, but it took me, when did I find out that I got a job at that place? It was April. They told us around, I think, end of June, July.
Okay.
They called us one at a time, like in the meeting room, the managers did. And I got told that, I've got a job at the fast part store, which I was really happy about. I was over the moon.
Yeah.
But then I started there. Oh my God, the first day I went there, it felt like, because I knew I was going to know a few people there that were coming to me from the Leicester store. But I stood outside the doors, and the store is massive compared to the one I worked at. And I was so nervous. It was like starting again, like starting a new job.
Yes. Yeah.
It was hard at first. Like first week, I'd say it was hard. But then I did settle in, and I made quite a few friends, like new colleagues and that, which some of them are still in contact with me because I don't work there anymore. I just found it too hard, the commuting. I wasn't used to it because when I worked in town, it was like 10-15 minute walk for me from my house. And this, I used to walk to town in the morning and then bus it to Foss Park. But on the way home, it was the travel back home that was a nightmare because there was so much traffic. And then so knackered as well after doing an 8-hour shift that I just decided to find a job in town, like city centre where I used to work. And then I did get a job there, but it didn't work out because I was so unhappy.
Oh.
It was like the worst mistake I've ever made was leaving Marks & Spencer. I just wish I hadn't left because I thought, you know what, I hate it here. I'd rather have the two-hour traveling back home than being so unhappy. I used to like hide and I used to cry. So down, and I missed my colleagues. I just missed everyone. And then the staff at the new job, they were just so, I don't know, they're just not my kind of people.
Yeah.
Like, they just talk about people behind the back, but they have the headset on. You have to keep the headset on, and you can hear them talking about other people. And other customers, it was just so disgusting. It was a big shock to me because I went from working with all them colleagues like for 3 years at Marks & Spencer, and we all got on well. I mean, of course we did, like when there was customers that were like really nasty and that, we'd flag them off and that. But this, for no reason, like they were racist as well, the people at the store I worked at. And they don't care that we hear it. So it was me and another girl who'd started there. and I just couldn't do it anymore. I used to have panic attacks before going to work, and it like it's affected my mental health. And I know it's taken me a while to realize that I think I had already had like mental health issues, like starting from April, around April time, maybe a bit before. And then it was just like the store closing down. I had all that anxiety. I couldn't sleep because I didn't get a job. And then I worked there. And then I decided, I can't do the 2-hour travel.
That's too much. That's really too much.
And moving and then regretting. Oh my God, why did I quit that job for? Why did I move? Yes. So yeah, I've not been working. I'm been out of work since Christmas.
Oh gosh,
yeah.
Oh, that's so stressful. And if you were to go back to the other M&S, the commute, is that just, it's just too much to try and do?
I know it is, but I still think I should have just stopped doing it.
Gosh.
I have contact, I'm still in contact with my like colleagues at that store.
Yeah.
And I've missed contact with my old manager as well who works there. So they've told me that if there's any vacancies, they will let me know. But I don't know. I think with that is, I'd be happy to go back. I know it'd be hard to travel up, but then I'd be like, you know what? I'm in my place. I'm comfortable here.
Yeah.
But it's, would the managers want me back? Because I don't want them to think, she'll work here for a while, then she'll get another job near her again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know that's something you worry about that they're gonna think, but
yeah, it's just I don't know, but it's been hard because I've had to be on medication and stuff because of the anxiety and depression, and I didn't want to go back on medication because I went through a really hard time when I got divorced like 12 years ago.
Mm.
And it took me a few like months or probably a year to realize that, you know what, that divorce was the right thing for me and kids. And then I was on medication. I've been off the antidepressants for so many years and now I'm back on them again. And I'm like, what am I going backwards for?
But, you know, it's like there's such a stigma with medication, you know, for mental health. But I hate that that is a thing. Because, if you have high blood pressure, you can take medication. Nobody cares. If you have diabetes, you take medication. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Your brain is another organ in your body. It's just like your heart. It's just like your pancreas or your liver.
Yeah.
And who's to say that every single brain is going to function exactly the way it needs to? It doesn't. Yeah. You know, so the fact that some people need to be on antidepressants or anti-anxiety, it shouldn't be so stigmatized. I've myself have been on antidepressants since 2014. That was something I have a family history of depression, and I was like, I'm not going to be that way. I'm going to just be strong.
Yeah.
But it comes to a point in your life where you're like, I can't live like this anymore. You know, daily crying or just, you know, wanting to hide from the world. It's just, you can't function like that.
I know. And it's not a magic pill. It just helps you just go get to a level where you can cope.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you can kind of function with other humans.
Yeah. And you can just do the normal things, like the basic things in your life.
Yeah.
But just stay in bed, like crying or just sleeping all day and that, which, you know, it's hard. And then, when I did mention to a few friends that I wasn't well mentally and that's why I wasn't working, I had a few that said, make sure you don't go on medication. And I'm like, that's going to help me right now, telling me that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's not helpful.
Yeah. But I am on them. I'm on a low dose anyway. And I do have like my, I have to speak to my doctor every few months. It's just like telephone thing, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting there. I am ready to go back to work now. So I've been applying for jobs and that. But then I do still have that panic that, oh my God, it happens again where colleagues are just not I don't.
Yeah.
But I was meant to say, the other girl that I was working that started on the same day as me, I stayed in contact with her because we both started at the same time. We got on quite well. And also, it was funny because she was actually my daughter's friend from school and I didn't know.
Oh, how funny.
The first time she met me, she was like, "Are you Sophie's mom?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Don't you remember me? I used to hang around with that school." I'm like, "Hey." It's funny how all these, like, they're adults now. You know, that's happened before when I went out to M&S. This man, he was so tall and, like, built. He was like, "Are you Zill's mom?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Oh, I used to go to school with him." I'm like, "Oh my God. My son still looks really little." Well, he's tall, but he's still got his baby face and that. And this is like a man, this guy.
Oh my gosh.
And it's funny when they remember me and I don't remember. Yeah. Them. It's because they've changed and I haven't obviously changed much.
Yeah. Well, these are like adults now and you're used to them being probably teenagers or younger. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, about that girl, the one I was working with at my job. She messaged me just last week saying she walked out of the work job. She goes to me, "You know what? I should have walked out when you did." She goes, "It's been hell," because she's got like health problems and she has to pay for private treatment. And her mum can't afford to pay for it. That's why she was working there. And it was like a vicious circle where she was so stressed with the way they were at the work that it was causing her health to decline more, and then she was needing more treatment and she just couldn't take it anymore. She just walked out because she heard a lot of racism and that, and it's awful.
Yeah, you know, then it wasn't a bad idea that you walked out of that place if she says that too. That kind of validates that you.
Yeah, and that company gets away with it. I don't understand. It's a really, like, the store, that company, they've got stores all over England. And like, they've got quite a few in Leicester as well. And when I went to my sister's, and my sister lives in another area in Leicester, and there's that company store is there as well. And she was like, "Oh, let's go there." And I was like, "Oh my God." I was like, "I know the people I work with are not going to be there, but it's just walking in that place and just smelling and seeing the products of that."
Yeah.
I did go in though, but it was hard. It was hard. I just had to just not think about, like, that my ex-colleagues the one. Yeah. Oh,
God, that's PTSD. That's awful. Oh man,
I know. I can't go in there. That is stuff that me and my family use, like body sprays and like the body wash, hand wash, things like that, and it's affordable in that store. And I have to send my daughter when we go into town. I say to her, "Can you go and get that stuff?" I just can't. I can't even look at the store.
Yeah.
I stay like straight away. I just can't cope. It's just hot. I don't know. It's really messed my head up.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, I don't blame you. I would probably be the same. I would not want to be back in that environment. Heck no.
Horrible. Yeah. God, I don't know why. And I just, that's the thing. I just regret doing it to myself. I blame myself. I'm like, I should have just stayed at M&S and just done the 2-hour commute home. You know,
But you don't know.
Yeah.
It's like we have all these choices that we have to make in life and we don't ever know the perfect answer.
Yeah.
You know? So you did what you had to do at the time and it didn't work out. But that's, you know, there's going to be something else coming along.
Yeah, yeah. I hope so. And it's given me more time to run the
Yeah. I'm sure they've appreciated that mummy's been home more.
Yeah, they've helped me as well, cuddling them. Mm-hmm. Cuddling them, giving them a cuddle.
I was just seeing, I just saw your post today where they're at the pyramid.
Oh yeah, Giza. I don't know how to pronounce it. Giza?
Giza, I guess. Everybody pronounces it probably differently. But oh my gosh, the caption.
Yeah.
It's just, I tell you what, the way the boys talk, like their language and their way of speaking, it just cracks me up. It's like, we talked about this last time too, what like kind of accent the boys had and their mannerisms and, you know, the terms and stuff they would say.
I'd say, I don't know. I don't know what kind of English it'd be, but is it slang?
Yeah, more slang, huh?
I don't know if it's just using slang, bruvs and blooming. Chip says blooming because he's not allowed to swear too much. So blooming is the right thing. And also, I don't know if in America, if they show, at Christmas time, they show the Santa, it's a Santa, is it Father Christmas?
Mm.
It's a British, like, cartoon, animated cartoon. It's quite old. Have you heard of the Snowman? You've heard of the Snowman?
Yes.
Yes. I think it's by the same makers, and it's Santa. Now he's getting ready to go and deliver the parcels and that. And he says blooming a lot. And that's where I got it from. I was like, you know what, Chip? You can say the word blooming, that's fine. Because Santa gets away with it.
There you go, yep. And flipping flippers.
Yeah. Oh, that's the Piper. That's
oh,
Piper.
Yeah, that's...
Piper and Chip always calling each other flipping flippers. Because she's not allowed to swear because she's still a little... Well, she's a little baby.
She's a tiny baby.
Oh, but she's my just, God. Like, she likes to copy Chip.
Yeah. I could tell that they have, like, this very unique relationship, those two. They really hit it off.
Cute. You know what? I never thought I'd have a little girl. Like, I always thought just the boys. And then, you know, Selena, my cute Grogu.
Yeah.
She messaged me about a year ago. And she said, I really want to get you a little tiny head. Would that be okay? I went, oh, okay. And then she said for my birthday. That's why me and Piper have the same birthday.
Oh.
And then when she arrived, I was like, yeah, I think you're going to be a girl. It'll be different.
Yes. Oh, that's so perfect. I know, it's like these tiny herd babies. I think a lot of people were like, oh, you know, we're done with babies, no more babies. And then the tiny herd showed up and it was like, oh, okay.
Have you got any?
Yes, I have one.
Wow.
Fern, let me grab her real quick for you. So she can be here in the midst of everything. I haven't taken off her robe yet, and I need to because the babies, the little tiny herds, look so cute with their little baby clothes.
Oh, she's so cute!
So tiny. She has a hat from from Binky's sister. I don't remember the account name now, but yeah, so that's all she's got.
She's a crochet hat. It's cute. She's so cute.
They're so tiny. I can't believe how like perfect. They are.
I know.
They're just like the perfect.
I know, because you see the picture. You see the picture, but then when they arrive and you take them out of the box,
yeah,
it's like, oh my God, tiny!
Yeah, they are the perfect little replica of our babies.
They are, yeah, and they're easier to carry around as well. Like today, Piper's coming. Later on, Piper's coming to watch a football with me and my kids.
Oh yeah,
we're going to watch Leicester City play, aren't we?
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's
it's just a friendly. It's a friendly match, so there's no pressure.
Oh, good.
I told my son if they lose, I don't want no tantrums.
Oh,
because he gets really angry.
Does he?
Yeah, he swears a lot.
It seems to be the thing with these football matches. The the tempers get high and there's a lot of swearing. Yeah. Well, I was gonna play you this while I was reviewing our last conversation. There was this part that came up and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna play this for you. And it has to do with Piper.
Okay.
Let's see, where is it at? Okay. This works really well because this is back, I haven't had people send in voice messages or voice questions as much, but with your episode, we had some voice questions.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so let me see if I can get this to play so that you can hear it. Okay, here we go.
Hello, friends. Do you think you could have a new brother one day?
He's gonna say,
the youngest, I'm the baby. I'm the baby king. That is that. No more.
Oh my God.
And now you have Piper.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. He when he met her, he was really annoyed.
Was he?
But then, he thought, oh, she's tiny. I can boss her about.
Yeah, there you go.
So that worked. out. And then but then he didn't realise that she's going to end up being just like him personality-wise. She used to follow him around. And he used to say, oh, leave me alone, leave me alone. And then one day she stayed away from him. And then he was annoyed that she wasn't following him around.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you can't win with Chip.
He's such a strong personality. You just never know with him.
Yeah. He's funny.
He's awesome.
Yeah, Chip makes me laugh. I don't know how Chip ended up being. It's funny because when I have friends message me, it's always Chip.
Really?
A couple of times when I posted one of the other babies, like Chucky or Greg or Grokster, and someone has commented, "Hi, Chip." It's not Chip.
It's just the whole account. It's just Chip.
Maybe we should change it to Chipstagram, like Chip wants it to be, instead of Grogster.
Yes. Yep.
Poor Grogster.
That would be probably his dream, right?
To
be
love that, the king of everything.
Uh-huh. Oh, you know what I was going to ask you? Last time we talked, we were talking about your family and who knows and who doesn't know about the babies. You said your mom knew, but your brothers or your sisters and your brother don't know. Do they know yet?
No, my brother definitely doesn't know because I know he just take the piss. Which is why when Chip did a video recently and he said my uncle, but I'm not going to call him uncle, I'm going to call it mama's brother. Someone said, why do you do that? Yeah. You're like, is he horrible? I'm like, no, he's not horrible. It's just, see, he'd take that piss if he knew I had these.
I can't believe it.
But no, my mom doesn't know about the page, but she knows I've got these.
Yeah.
Got them.
Yeah.
My younger sister, she actually knows. We've come quite really close recently because she had her baby in November, which is around the time I had my problems.
Yeah.
And then she had her own problems, so she had to move back to Leicester because she lives in London. So she had her baby as soon as her baby was a week old. So they moved back to Leicester to live with my mom for a few months. She didn't know how long she was going to stay for. But that really helped me as well because I got to spend time with my sister and my baby niece. Oh, and me and my sister, we became really close. And we're still close now, even though she's moved back. But she knows because I took Piper quite a few times with me when I went to stay there at my mom's, because I used to go and stay there to help so my sister could sleep so I could look after my baby niece all night.
Oh, yeah.
And now my baby niece, when she sees her, she grabs Piper and eats everything. She's 8 months old now, my niece is. Yeah.
Oh, how cute. I love that age.
Yeah. She looks much bigger for her age. She looks like a year old.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow.
But in London, we miss her. I think she's coming soon. I think she's coming tomorrow, Monday. No, tomorrow is Monday. Today was Saturday. Yeah, I think she's coming tomorrow. But for me, tomorrow's Monday.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what is today? Yeah, it's still Saturday for me.
Yeah. I can't wait to see my niece. I miss her so much.
Yeah, I bet. Gosh, that's really cool that she got to have that time with her.
Yeah, I think these babies felt a bit neglected when I would go to my mum's to stay, look after my baby niece. That's why I used to take Piper as well, because she's easy to carry, yeah.
That's the thing about the babies. Those tinies are easy to transport.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, my sister knows about the page and the...
Does she follow? Does she have an Instagram account?
No, she doesn't have Instagram. She's very...
Oh, okay.
She doesn't even like her photos uploaded. So I can't even show any of my friends my babies, even that I want to share the picture of
her. Oh, jeez. But that's... I think I would be the same if it wasn't for them.
Yeah, yeah, I do understand.
Have you watched any... Last time, well, I keep referencing the last time we talked because, of course, I want to catch up with you. We haven't talked since then.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of The Mandalorian since then?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have started to watch it. It's funny because my son, he's watched it, the seasons through about 3 or 4 times now. So I was like, oh, I really want to watch it. So we've been watching one episode at breakfast for the past few weeks. I think but I've had to cut it down a bit because I keep crying when I watch it.
Oh gosh.
Even though I'm cuddling one of my babies while I'm watching it, we know when, like, when Grogu, when something happens to him or he gets kidnapped, he's like,
oh,
I start crying.
Yeah, it's hard to watch that.
And I keep, yeah, and then I'm like, and another thing I keep doing is, oh, he's so cute. And then my son's like, you're not even concentrating, you're just going, oh, it's funny. I think I was talking to Shani about it. She goes, I said, I think, is there something wrong with me? Am I weird or something like that? I keep doing this. She goes, no, he's normal. I'm like, that's all right then.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you on the, okay, so you're on the second season then, right?
No, I'm on the first. I'm still on the first. That's what my son's
You're
saying.
On the first.
Yeah, my son's like, you know, it's going to get worse. He's like, how are you going to go?
Oh, no. Yeah. The end of the first season, I was wrecked. So, yeah, you're going to. It's gonna,
God, I'm dreading that.
It's gonna be worse. But at least you have the second season already out that you can just, like, pick right up where you're at.
Yeah, my son keeps saying, oh, season three's not that great. He goes, Mando and Grogu are more like side characters in that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of, so there's, like, a lot more focus on different people and stuff.
Yeah. I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying it more than I thought I would. It's just, I'm just getting too attached to Grogu.
Yeah, it's hard not to. I mean, that's, he's why we're here. He's our baby, you know?
Yeah. But then he reminds me of Chip as well, when he's naughty, yeah. When he's cheeky. And I'm like, that is so Chip. That's the kind of thing Chip would do. No wonder Chip keeps saying it's him that's been filmed. Like, he keeps saying it's him in the show. And then he argues with my son, like his human brother, yeah. And he says it's not even you. He's like, it is me.
I know, it's true. He has that Grogu in the show. He's just got such a, can be such an ornery little character. Like, he does things knowing that he's not supposed to, and he'll be like,
yeah,
still
yeah.
doing it.
Well, he's so kind, and he's very clever as well. But yeah, I think I'm on episode. I'm not even that far in yet. I think episode 5. You're probably thinking, wow. Is that it? Is it episode 5? And I'm already crying.
I'm just glad you're watching it. I was so surprised you hadn't seen it before. I was like, oh, I was like, I liked it because you like the babies and you love the babies even without seeing the show. Yeah. So that was amazing to me. But yeah, I'm glad that you're watching it.
Yeah, I think the thing with me is I don't watch Star Wars. I just don't get it with that. You know, it's just something that, oh, like, some people just wouldn't warm to absolutely. It kind of thing. My son loves Star Wars. His dad got him into it, so he knows everything about Star Wars. So I'll ask him, like, if we go in a shop and we see the what are they called? The pop. Funko Pop.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, who's that? What is that? Who's that character? Is it bad or good? I don't know anything. He knows everything. But he was like, I know you don't like Star Wars, but you will like the Mandalorian because of the Grogsters. You will. Like, okay. I finally both thought, let's watch it.
Yeah. Well, and then the movie.
The movie's coming out. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You gotta go. You gotta watch it. You gotta get caught up. Take the baby, take Chip or somebody.
Yeah. So I've got to finish all
these. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Have you done any more of the card making that you used to do?
No, I haven't. Oh. I've not done that in a long time. Yeah. I should start it up again. I have, like, to help me with my, like, anxiety and stuff, I do colouring. I've got some.
Oh, yeah.
I've been colouring. And then Sunny, from Sunny Luna, she sent me some felt pens and a colouring book, so that's good. And I've been drawing as well. I've started to draw again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I did a lot of, like, learning to draw during COVID, because there was nothing to do during COVID, so I was like, I want to learn how to draw. So I, from Amazon, I got some kawaii drawing books, so I've been doing that again.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. All that creative stuff, I think, is such a good outlet for people. Like, just our brains just need to have that time to, like, not focus on the world and all the crap that's happening to us, but just to be creative and just get outside of ourselves. So that's really helpful. That's cool. Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you about? Because we were talking about Linkin Park before.
Yeah.
What do you think of that singer that they...
The new...
Yeah.
I just can't... You know, I'm such a big Linkin Park fan, but I just can't get into their music anymore. I just miss Chester's voice.
Yeah.
I've tried. I just can't.
No.
I just can't do it. How about you?
No, I can't. I give them credit for giving her the opportunity.
Yeah.
It's just not the same.
She's a really good singer.
Oh, yeah.
She is a really good singer, yeah. I just feel that... This is just my opinion. I just feel that they instead of calling themselves Linkin Park, they should just rebrand it or something.
Exactly. It's kind of like how Foo Fighters came from Nirvana. Mm. Like, they should have just totally become a different band. There was a... and the reason why I was thinking about this, because we saw... Gosh, I don't... I wish I had remembered who it was, but there was somebody who was singing Linkin Park songs. Like, he was singing a cover. And he sounded exactly like Chester. I don't even remember where I can't remember where I saw this. And I was like, this is the person they should have hired to become their lead singer.
I think they just wanted to go in a different direction, which is fine. But if you're going to go in a different direction, then just rename yourself.
Yes. Yeah. No, that it doesn't work with
I mean, I have tried listening and it is good, but I just can't get into it. That's just the thing.
Yeah.
I still listen to old Linkin Park and I listen to Grey Days. I don't know if you did I mention it last time that there's Grey Days, which is Chester sing is a lead vocal.
Oh.
He was a lead vocal for them.
Yeah.
Grey Days and what was that other band? I always forget. Dead by Sunrise. Yeah, Dead by Sunrise. Yeah, he used to sing such good albums. Grey Days and Dead by Sunrise. I started listening to them during COVID, and I don't know who the singer, I don't know what their names of the other lot, but because Chester is the main singer, or was the main singer, the songs are so good.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's Chester singing, but you've not heard the song before, so it's just like, it's new.
Yeah, like brand new stuff, brand new music from Chester.
Yeah.
Should we ask some of the community questions?
Yeah.
I almost forgot. I was so preoccupied here, just catching up and chit-chatting.
Chip's not here. Chip's downstairs, so he won't be doing any. I'll answer for him. He has looked at the questions, so I'll answer for him. But not his voice.
You know what? That's maybe good because JJ, he's going to get in trouble. I told him after he sent this question, I said, Chip is going to kill you. And he said, it's worth it.
He's always winding Chip up.
Yeah, he loves it, right? Okay, JJ, it wasn't a question, but he just wanted to tell Chip, I'm still the king of everything, Chippy.
But you know what Chip says to that? JJ, no, I am the king of blooming everything, Bronx.
Yeah, Chip's not gonna back down.
You know, I think Chip secretly likes it that JJ winds him up, because Chip loves arguing anyway, doesn't he?
He likes the challenge, right? Like
they're
a good little duo, a little match.
Yeah. It's cute.
It is. Okay, Daddy Love Grogu wants to know, what's your favorite movie you've seen recently?
Right, so I did think about this one, and it's got to be Better Man, the Robbie Williams movie. It's called Better Man. I saw it in the cinema with my kids, because I told my daughter, do you want to come to watch? Because she knows I used to love Take That when I was a kid, and Robbie was my favorite. I used to have a big crush on Robbie.
Yeah.
I've got to do my son. Do you want to come? He's not right. Obviously, he's 20 now. Wait, he was 19 at the time, so still older. He was like, okay, I'll come. And he was sitting there. He was like, I love this.
He really loved it.
It was like, it's a musical as well, but he really enjoyed it. It was just because I've used. Like a chimpanzee, was it a chimpanzee or monkey? I'm going to be thick now. I can't tell you the difference.
Of a chimpanzee. I've looked it up as we're talking, and it looks like with credit to you, because it's like a hybrid chimpanzee and human, yeah. So it's hard to determine.
But it's just so clever the way they did it. Like, because all the other characters are human, and it's just Robbie is the chimpanzee.
Well, I'm going to have to watch that. I wrote it down right here. Cause
it was really good, yeah. I think because Robbie is British, and like Take That was British band, I think in Britain it did really well because we know of them.
Yeah.
But I know Robbie's lived in America for so many years now. He's got kids and mm-hmm. a wife, and he's lived at that's where they live. I think even though he lives there, I think some Americans and they don't really get it.
Yeah.
So I did see reviews where they didn't understand. They just thought it was shit. Or they didn't get it. But it is really good. I really enjoyed it. I even recommended it to my younger sister, and she's watched it and she loved it as well. She goes, I need to watch it again. I went, I do as well. I'm waiting for it to come on Sky. I think it might be on Sky now or on Amazon. I can't remember. I need to watch it.
All right. I'm going to put that. Well, I've already written it down. I'm gonna look into that. I'm always looking for new movies or shows to watch.
Yeah. Oh, and Blair, Chucky sends his love.
Oh, yes.
He loves Blair, don't you? She's pretty. He's nodding.
Ah, he loves her.
He's the only baby that's got a girlfriend.
Oh, Chucky. The others don't have girlfriends. Are they not interested? Or is it just...
No, they're not. Well, Chip thinks girls are yucky, yucky, yucky. Chip is a bit mean. Like,
he's just a boy. He's a typical boy.
Yeah.
All right. Helen loves Grogu. There's another question for Chip. King Chip, what are the three things you would most like to banish from your kingdom forever?
Okay, so... He told me to say bullies and meanies. He goes, there's no need to be mean. Fix yourself, bruvs.
Fix yourself.
But really, it's okay when he's a bit mean, isn't it? Okay, that's what I was thinking when he told me that. I'm like, So you don't like bullies and meanies, but it's all right when you do it to others.
We don't always recognize it when we're doing it, right? Oh, Chip.
So another thing he doesn't like, he wants to banish, is Valentine's Day.
Oh no!
Because he thinks love is yucky, yuck, yuck. And the final thing is money. He says, even though I am king of everything, I hate money. If I had it, I'd love it. But everything should be free.
Yes. I agree with kingship for that, for sure.
He's like, why do I have to be the blooming poor king?
Oh, Chip. He's rich. He's rich in other things. Maybe not money, but he's rich in friends and love and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. And he's very funny.
Very much. Okay, Pepito 666 Piel de Verde just wants to say hello from the royal Canadian family.
Hi, Canadian family. Fellow royals. They're the fellow royals, aren't they?
Oh, you know what? They actually sent in, gosh, Carol sent in like two more questions after that.
Okay.
Or it's a shout out, actually.
Okay.
We want to give a big shout out to all of you, Auntie Z, King Chip, Piper, Grugster, and Greg.
Oh, hello. Chucky's looking like, what about me? Where's my name?
Oh, isn't he in there? Oh, no.
There's so many of you, though, Chucky. It's easy to be forgotten.
Oh, Chucky, she didn't mean to. Oh, poor baby.
He's just whining as well. He doesn't mind, do you? Nah. You could just say hello. Hello.
Hey, no.
Look, Chucky's saying hello. Hello.
He understands.
You like Principessa? You like Principessa? Don't tell Blair that, though. You don't like her that way, do you? No, he just thinks she's pretty, but he loves Blair, don't you? Yeah.
Okay, Carola Luca. She wants to know, how has life been since the last podcast?
I think we spoke about that already.
Yeah.
I've had ups and downs, but I'm getting there. I get a lot of support from friends in the BYC, which is really good. I've made quite a few new friends as well. So we just want to give a quick shout out to, who are we going to give a shout out to? CK. CK's Captain, I can't say, Captain Nachi?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Sir Grogu. And Jack. Oh, God, we've got so many friends. Astro, Yodito, and then Pip and family. It's Auntie Sunny. Auntie Celine. We've got so many friends.
So much support.
Sorry if I forget to mention you.
It's hard. There's so many people that always mention.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, speaking of Jack, the Crown Prince. He wants to know, what is your favorite food?
Oh, we're going to give a list. All right. So, Rockstar loves pizza.
Mm.
Chucky loves nuggies. Chicky nuggies. And then Greg loves pretzels, but he likes Chinese food as well.
Oh, yeah.
Greg's pretty chill, really. He's not demanding or anything. He's my good boy, I always say that. Chip loves chips. And he likes loaded chips as well, all kinds of chips. Oh. Well, chips, we say chips, but I'm talking about French fries. Not crisps. I know, because in America, crisps.
Yeah, we call them chips.
You call them chips, mm-hmm. don't you? Yeah. We're talking about French fries.
Yes.
And Piper loves burgers.
Oh, burgers. Little Piper.
Yeah. The bigger, the better.
Yeah. She's so tiny.
Yeah. And then I like salad and things, don't I? Chicken salad and that. I try to eat healthy, but it doesn't always happen.
I mean, if it's the goal and if you're doing it most of the time, I feel like, hey, you've won. You're not just letting it go all the time. At least that's my
I know, because sometimes I'm like, oh, I'll just have a salad. We go somewhere and then I see like a pizza and things like that, and I'm like, why am I not having it? Just have it. Because you don't know, isn't it? You don't know how long you're going to be in the world.
Exactly.
That's how I see it. It's like, just enjoy yourself. Obviously, don't overdo it, but have your treat.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's because you don't know. You don't know. And just so many times you're just...
Yeah.
I think we restrict ourselves so much, so often. And what the heck happens if we die tomorrow? Like, what was it worth?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, you know, when I realized on that, because there was this someone I used to follow on Instagram years ago, and he found that he had cancer, and then he found out it was terminal, and he was really young. He was only in his 20s.
Oh my gosh.
And then I remember, even now, when I think about it, it brings tears to my eyes. There was a video where he was in hospice, and his family were with him, his like brother and mom and his fiance. And he was talking, and his voice had changed so much from when he first was diagnosed with it, like a year and a half, to where he was. And he was like, oh, I can't eat anything. He goes, I really want to eat, but I just can't eat anything. He goes, I don't, you know. And it was just so horrible. When I saw that, I thought, oh, my God. I'm like, that's what made me think that poor, like, he knows this is an end for him now.
Yeah.
And the food that he wants to eat, he's watching TV and he's seeing adverts and that. It was just, it was horrible. And then he died a few days later. It was
Oh my God.
And it was just seeing that made me think that, you know what? Stop being stupid. Yeah. Just, if you want something, just eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know you want to be skinny, but just have the treat.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when you think about it, it's like, What the hell is the purpose in life if you can't just enjoy something once in a while?
Yeah.
Because
before we were at Manchester, I said to my kids, because we were at Manchester, I don't know if you know, we were on holiday, like, to Manchester. We were on Monday and we got back on Thursday. So it was only got back a few days ago. And before we went, I said to my kids, oh, I'm going to be really good. I'm going to eat really healthy food. You lot get what you want. That didn't happen. I did end up eating, but because the portions are big, and my daughter doesn't eat that much anymore, she's her appetite has gone, she used to eat a lot before. She's like, that's why Chucky is a foodie. Like, Chucky's her. So me and her, like, we all right to share. Like, some portions are really big in restaurants, aren't they? And yeah, I just enjoyed myself then. I was like, forget the salads.
Yeah.
And I, oh, yeah, we met Kerry Groggs.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that before, but yeah, we met, yeah, we had pizza with them. That was nice. Met the whole family.
Oh, I was.
She brought Groggs and a smudge.
Oh my gosh. I was going to ask if you had had any meetups since the last time we talked.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've met Emma as well. A Grogu love you. I've met Emma.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Italian friends. She came to London and her daughter was there. So her daughter was translating because Emma doesn't speak much English.
Oh, wow.
How
cool.
But yeah, so we've had a few meals. I mean, Chucky's not met anyone yet and Greg hasn't met anyone yet.
Oh.
But Grogstan, Chucky, they've done most meals.
Well, I think Chip would have a lot to say if he wasn't taken. If he wasn't going to the meetup, you have to deal with that.
Yeah, because Eva said to me, "Oh, do you want to come meet again in a few weeks?" I said, "Oh, I'll see if I can, you know, sort it," because she's in London again, and she was like, "Are you going to bring Chip?" I went, "No, I'm going to bring Greg or Chucky because Chip meets everyone." I felt really bad because she loves Chip. I just want to make it fair because I can't take all of them. Yeah. It's hard, like, having the train or the coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be Greg or Chucky if I do go.
Well, it has to be fair. I know that's always my dilemma, too, is, like, who do you bring? And you can't bring the same one every time because the other ones get left out.
Yeah.
It is hard.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, Dodis, the real baby Yoda Sweden.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe George is a lion?
All right. I asked Chip that and he said, "Oh my God, I didn't think of that. Will he eat me? Am I meaty enough?" He keeps calling George a dog. Doggy.
Yeah.
Why are you not a doggy? And, you know, because of that, because we kept doing that, like, oh, that Chip wants him to be a dog. I actually had a nightmare. Where I opened the kitchen door to let George in, like, as usual. Because, like, we don't have a cat flap. So I just, in the morning, I just opened the door so he can come in. Open the kitchen door and he barked. And he, like, a really scary bark. I still see it in my head. And then he fell out of bed. I opened my eyes and he fell out of bed. When I told my kids, they found it so funny. I said, "No, but you don't understand. I'm telling you, you lot think it's funny, but in my dream, and I can still see it, it was so scary." His face was like, "Oh, really angry." I went, "Chip, that's your fault. You keep calling him a doggy."
Gosh, that is hilarious. It's so funny how I mean, I tell you, if people, and I always say this, if people, like, listen to us or saw the way we interact with the babies, they would think we've lost it. But it's like, I mean, they really are their own people. And, like, Chip, the thing with George being the doggy, that is Chip. It's Chip telling George, "Why are you a doggy?"
And now if I have a nightmare that George is a lion, Dodis, it's your fault.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny. Well, Toyn on Grogu messaged and he said that he forgot to ask a question, but he didn't know if he, because it's a question that's always asked, like, in the first interviews, and so he didn't know if he should ask it, but I said, "Well, I'll ask it anyway." So he wants to know, what is it about the BYC that still keeps you here? Like, what keeps you in the community?
It's the friends, and it's just the same as I said last time. It's just escapism.
Yeah.
From real life, even though they are real to me, aren't you?
Yes, they are real life. Yes.
And I get a lot of support. Like, I have had, like, I have had to ask for help, like in the BYC fund before, like when I've had financial ish problems and that.
Yeah.
And I do get a lot of support, and I wish I could pay it forward. One day I hope I can pay it forward. Yeah. Yeah. But I am actually paying it forward in a different way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got a little mini herd for our friend CK, because he's on his own. CK Captain Natchi.
Oh.
Because he doesn't have any siblings, but that's a surprise for him. Like, his mom knows about it, and we've got named his sibling as well.
Oh.
And she's downstairs right now.
Oh, she's already there. Yeah. Oh, so cute.
And Piper's given us some of her clothes as well, because Piper's so spoiled. She's got so many pink t-shirts, so she's given us some clothes. And Emma, Grogu, love you. She asked me to get her a baby Yoda that was on eBay. A Grogu, like the normal size Grogu, yeah. Like these lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then I contacted the seller, because it was a brand new one as well, and I asked for a good deal, and I got a good deal. And then I just said to Emma, you know what, this is my gift to you, because you're just so kind to me.
Yeah.
So he's downstairs.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. His picture is on my Instagram, on our Instagram, but we've not said on the post yet who he's going to.
Oh, how cool.
I'm sure she'll have him by then. Yeah. So it'll be fine. But yeah, we've helped name him as well.
I love it.
His name, I can tell, it's Archie Blue.
Archie Blue.
Yeah. We want to pick something a little bit royal, and then we're like, I know Emma likes having two names, because she's got Elizabeth Molly and Grogu Damie. Mm. So I thought, let's pick a second name to go with Archie. And we were like thinking for ages, and then we thought, you know, Blue is just so cool, like Archie Blue.
That sounds really cool.
Friendly name. He's so cute as well. He's wearing Chip's old clothes. Before Chip started wearing purple.
Uh-huh.
Well, he'd picked purple for his colour, but we couldn't find any purple hoodies. So I just got him this really cute white one with a rainbow on it. So we still had that, and he only wore it a few times. So I thought, oh, you know what, Archie, you can wear it. So that's Archie's now, the white hoodie.
Perfect.
But yeah, after the call, you can look on my Grogstagram, his pictures there. He's so cute. I can't stop cuddling him. And my kids are like, don't get attached to him. Don't get attached. I'm like, I look, he's just so cute. I'm going to feel sad when I have to give him.
Oh my gosh. It's true. It's so hard not to.
He'll be loved.
We had, we found a couple babies at a resale shop, and it was so sad just to see them sitting there, you know, like knowing that somebody gave them up. And so, of course, we took them, and they found new homes, but it was so hard to get, like, to put them in the box and ship them away, knowing that they're going to be loved, but still, it's just like, oh, those babies.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard.
It's sad. Yeah, it's sad, but I know Emma will look after Archie Blue.
For sure.
Because I've met Emma and Grogu Damien. Grogu Damien is so cute. Happy little baby. So I know Archie Blue will be happy.
Yes. Isn't it funny to see these babies, and like the personalities that they all have are so different. Mm. And like you can describe.
You can feel it, can't you? Yes. You can see it and feel it when you meet them.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially when you meet them in person. It's like, yes, that's that baby.
Yeah.
It's so amazing to me. I don't even know what the term would be to call that. Like, how do you explain that to somebody? It's just,
yeah,
it's so cool.
I know. Cause you know, when I met Emma in London, it was me and my daughter went, and we took Chip, and then Emma was there with Nicola, her partner, and her daughter. And when we were saying goodbye, because Emma can't speak English very well, she had to use the phone to translate, and that when she was cuddling Chip, she was crying, and I felt so sad. She loves Chip so much.
Oh.
She absolutely loves him. She didn't want to say goodbye to Chip, and it broke my heart so much. Oh. And I'm like, now she's like, are you going to bring Chip? I'm like, oh shit. I'm not going to bring Greg.
No, that makes it harder.
I know, I'm sure she, you know, one day when my daughter's got a car, we'll take all of them and all sit at the back of the car.
There you go.
And then whoever we're meeting can cuddle all of them.
There you go.
Who do you want to meet? Chuppy wants to meet Blair, don't you?
Ah, yes. I wonder, I mean, there's got to be a time when they come over to that part of the world. They travel a lot, Daddy Little Grogu.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
But I think Blair belongs to their dad. I don't know whose dad.
Yeah.
Something like that. And then they'd gone to visit and they took a photo of, I don't know, it was Cherry, Mango, one of them, with Blair and Chucky. So because Blair's got the blue, like.
Yep.
Chucky was like, I like her.
Oh,
you
God.
Nabbed her, didn't you? You got her before anyone else did.
Yep. That's the way it is. If you see somebody you like, you just got to go after it. You can't sleep on it. Oh, I was going to ask you about the Labubus.
Oh, Labubus.
Did you? You jumped on that Labubu craze.
Yeah, you know, it was Chip that wanted. He was like, I want a Labubu.
Really?
Yeah, so we've got a few Lafufus and then we've got Labubus as well. We went to Pop Mart in Manchester, but they didn't have any Labubus. They only had Skull Pandas, so I was like, oh, let me just get one. And she's so pretty, look at her.
Oh my goodness. I didn't know that they were that... Oh, I've only seen them online. Yeah. I haven't seen them in person. Those are so cute.
I love it. I love it.
Oh.
Yeah. And then my daughter is only into like the cutesy ones like Miffy and Labubus. And when I opened the Skull Panda up in the hotel, she was like, oh my God, I'm going to get one. Because the Pop Mart was only opposite our hotel.
Ah.
So she went straight away and got herself one. It's a good thing she did. The next thing we went, they were all out of stock.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
She got a green one, which she's happy. Yeah. That's enough blind, you know, blind boxes. She brought so many blind boxes, bless her, because she'd been saving for her car and she's been saving up for the holiday. The suitcase, half the suitcase was full of blind boxes. It was so difficult packing it. I actually had to sit on the suitcase. To close, and then my kids had to zip it up because we brought so many blind boxes.
You know, I think it's like, it's such a great marketing scheme to have these blind boxes because it the craze is insane because you don't know what you're getting. You have to, you know, you want this specific one, but what if you don't get that one? I better buy three just in case.
Yeah.
Like, it was, it's such a good marketing tool.
It is, yeah. I don't know, but I've told her, that's it now. We've got to cut down on these blind boxes. Because we went to Henji and Miniso. I don't know if you have them stores there.
We have Miniso. I don't know about Henji.
Kenji.
Kenji. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Yeah. So, she brought some stuff from there as well. And then kids got me a Winnie the Pooh blind box. And the, you know, the Labubu figures, actual figures, not the plush ones, the figures. Yeah. They got me one of them as well for my birthday. So they're like hidden in Sophie's bedroom right now.
Oh!
I can't open them until my birthday. But I think Chip will probably want to open it because he likes his unboxing.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's good with that. That's so cool.
I think we're done with the Labubus now. I don't think we're going to get any more.
No
unless
more.
Unless they come up with another one.
what about the big into energy Labubus?
That's the one we really want, but we just can't get it.
We know. It's so hard.
And I've got a Lafufu of that one. Let me just get it.
Oh! Oh my gosh, it looks real.
I know, but this is the one. I don't know if you saw the video of Chip when he said it was possessed. I actually had to sew her so her head doesn't
spin all the way around.
Yeah. And then I've just shoved a little bell on her.
So you know if she's coming around the corner or something. Yeah.
But Chip was like, she's possessed.
That's really cute though. It looks
that video was fun to make. The possession. He was doing exorcism. He's like, have you left now, bros?
Oh my gosh. It's too funny. Fun. It's too fun.
I have so many ideas as well in my head about, oh, I need to do this. And then I'm like, I'm going to do it. And then sometimes I do it and then I'm like, no, it didn't work.
No?
But I don't post it. I just think, forget that.
Yeah.
But then a few days or weeks later, I think, actually, I'll do it like this. So there is one thing that Piper or Chip want to do. I won't say what. Okay. We are planning. It's a new video we're planning to do. It's quite clever. It's about Dexter. Do you watch Dexter?
I've not watched Dexter, but I know that people love it, and it's like such an amazing show.
Yeah, because me and my daughter love Dexter.
Oh.
So we're watching the new series right now. I've watched the old seasons over and over again.
Yeah.
We're on the new one, but yeah, it's a Dexter theme.
Oh,
Piper or Chip doing it.
That's gonna
be
good.
We're just gonna figure out how we're gonna do it.
That's gonna be good. Yeah, I saw like the previews for the new season or the new show, and I was like, dang it, I gotta watch Dexter. Like, I gotta get caught up so that I can start watching this new one because I know it's a big deal. People love it.
Yeah, we love it.
Oh well, how about this? Like reflecting kind of over the past year. Like with the community and whatnot, has anything shifted for you, like creatively or like personally or like just how you see the community in general?
Not really. I feel less. I do feel less pressured than I used to feel, if that makes sense. Like, I can take my time, I can do posts. But a year ago, like, because I was doing events with others, or I was in the school, I just found it. And I also, because I was still working, I was working at the time as well, I just felt I didn't have enough time to do things. And like, I come back from work and then I realised I've forgotten someone's birthday. Oh God, I've got to do the post for the... It just felt like... I feel bad if I've not posted for a friend's birthday. And if I've done it whatever. And it shouldn't be like that. I think we all have our own lives. I know the BYC is nice. You know, it's good to be like friends with everyone and like support everyone and everything. But we need to look after ourselves as well, like, but I feel less pressured. I do still post like birthdays and things like that and join events and that, but now I'm like, if I can't join an event, I don't stress about it. Before, I just felt like, oh well, I feel bad I didn't join that event and this and that. And that's how it is, like with Chip when he does his events now. If someone's not joined, I don't get offended or anything. I just know that we can't do everything. We can't all take part in everything.
That's how I've kind of started feeling the past year or you know, even year and a half or so. It's like you don't feel the pressure to post for every single thing. It's just kind of show up when you want to show up, do what you want to do. And the community is there and they accept it, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like, finally at this point, it's just kind of, we just kind of let each other exist without expectation. And that, I like that. I like that a lot because it used to be really stressful. I mean, it wasn't as though people were putting the pressure on us. I think we put the pressure on ourselves, right? Like, we got to always post for so-and-so's birthday or there's another party. It's just like you said, now we just kind of, we just do what we can do.
And with me as well, because like with Chip's club thing, we do events not often though, and we have our own chat group as well, and we've just like we've become like a little group. It's really cute. I think it's really sweet how we all always say good night and good morning to each other.
It's like a little community within the community.
We have fun in there. Like, we talk about serious stuff, or we just have a laugh and things like that. We'll send silly memes to you, like reels. It's just fun.
Yeah.
And it's not like, yeah, he doesn't do countdowns anymore. I don't know if you know about that. I found that quite pressured as well.
Yeah.
Not against the friends who wanted a countdown doing it. It was just, if I forgot, I feel really bad.
Oh, yeah.
That happened a few times. I think it was Pepito friends. I forgot to do their countdown. And then I'd message her and I'd say, I'm so sorry and this and that. I had a lot going on. And she was fine with it. But I just felt really like, forget Chip. It's me that gets in trouble, not Chip.
Yeah, exactly. Wait with it.
So then we've just, yeah. So now it's just Chip being silly. And then he does some events sometimes.
Yeah.
That's good enough. And if someone does want a birthday wish or a countdown, he will do it. But we just say, oh, just let us know a few days before, like that.
Yeah.
Because if we were told like months before, then I, even though I had a diary, who looks in a paper diary that much now? You don't. You didn't put it on your phone. You're not even going to look at it.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. No, it doesn't matter where you put it. It's like, it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I like that the way that things have just kind of, they've mellowed out a lot. It's just, it's just do what you can do and show up when you can. And we're still here for you.
I mean, some days I still do a lot of posts, like different reels, but it's because I've got so many of them and I come up with these ideas. And then I'm impatient as well. I'm like, just wait till tomorrow. And I go, just post it now. And then there's like I've done five things. And I'm like, I should be doing one a day, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, I think if you just have it, if you have it in you, put it out there. I mean, it's, yeah, people love it. It's still, it's Chip and the Grogsters. They love it. Is there anything else like that you wanted to really kind of touch on or talk about?
I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who have supported me in the past year and past few months, because I've had a lot of financial problems and I just feel like it was my fault that I ended up with the financial problems, like because of the job thing. But I've had a lot of support, like whether it was donations or just kind words, and that I just want to thank everyone because it's really helped me and I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I just want to get back into work. I don't like sitting at home doing nothing. I mean, I did do a course, an online course.
You did?
I completed it now. In advice and guidance.
Oh, wow.
It was so hard, though. You know, if you're just doing it by yourself and there's no tutor or classmates with you, it's hard because you don't understand the question. You can't put your hand up saying, I don't understand this.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It was totally, like, independent kind of study.
I mean, I did have the tutor's number, so I could call her or text her, and I did it a couple of times, but most of the time I just researched it and just thought, you know what? And if I got stuck on something, I just thought, you know what? I can't do it today now. And then the next day I looked at it again, and then with fresh eyes, and then I understand it. Sometimes it can just get too much and you're just not understanding it.
Yep.
When it's really simple, but you just need a break from it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But I completed it. I'm just waiting for the certificate now. My tutor, she did send me an email saying I passed. So that's good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Free course because I'm on medication and I'm off work, like the job center, my job center advisor, she recommended I do a course to help me on that. So that's why I did it. But I am looking for work as well because I don't like just being at home.
I mean, people think that, it's, you know, you get to be home, you're just doing what you want all day. It must be great. But no, it's not. Because I've been there myself where I was out of work once for 18 months. I was unemployed and it just, after a while, you start to, like, you lose, not really a sense of yourself, but you just feel so, like, not a part of anything. Like, you just, like, what am I doing? You know, I'm just existing. And so it's not just a holiday. It's hard.
Yeah. And then it's hard getting back into it as well because you lose confidence as well, don't you? Because you're not out there
Yeah.
meeting different people talking to, interacting with
absolutely
others and that in the real world. I mean, it's given me time with my Vlogsgram page, which I've enjoyed and I appreciate. But yeah, a part-time job would be good for me. I mean, my daughter's working. I'm really proud of her because she just gets on with it. Yeah. And she's doing it to help me and to get her car. So, but yeah.
I think it's going to, something's going to come up. You just have to get in the right headspace. And do you know, I was just thinking, I wonder if all this stuff you've gone through with your job, I wonder if it was all for a purpose so that you would be available to help with your niece.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I think that as well sometimes. Even my mom has mentioned that as well. She goes that, you've not been working, but you've been there for your sister and baby.
Yeah.
I've been available to take her to all her doctor appointments and all her immunizations. Baby's one, I went with my sister, it was me. And then we joke as well, and I'm like, oh, when we're going out now, Isla's probably looking at me. Yeah, this auntie going, are you taking me doctors now?
Yeah. You see, so like, I mean, even though you were going through all of this, I mean, it was there was like a silver lining in a way.
Yeah.
Like,
and looking after my niece and bringing her up and being close to her, that's helped my mind as well. I just really miss her though. When she told me that she was going back for good, I just cried. I just could not stop crying. I was like, you go, leave her with me, leave the baby with me. I'll have her. Even my mom says that. My mom says to my sister, when you start work again, she was like, why don't you just drop her off here to Leicester? She goes, I'll look after her in the daytime and then Z can have her in that night. And I'm like, fine, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Because like London's like 2.5 hours away, drive.
Oh my gosh, that is far.
Yeah, especially when you don't have a car as well. Like, catching the coach is like 4 hours for me.
Oh my gosh.
Three to 4 hours, yeah.
Yeah, which that's a long way.
Yeah. So we have to leave about 7 in the morning for getting the coach.
Oh.
Because train is too expensive. I can't afford train. Train, you could get there in an hour, but it's like £100 each.
That's insane. That's too much.
Yeah, coach, me and my daughter, if we go London, coach costs us return about £30 to £40. That's in total as well for both of us.
Jeez, that's a lot. That's still a lot. Are you going to use, the certificate that you got recently, is that anything you can use for
advice and guidance? Yeah, it could help me get work in, like advice centers and then job centers, places like that. Could help with that community support kind of thing.
I think you would be really good at that. You've had a lot of...
You think so?
Yeah, because I think with your life experiences, the things that you've gone through, you can relate to people. And I think that's what people need. They don't want somebody who just understands the system, you know?
Yeah.
Having somebody who's been through it or has at least been through a similar situation.
Who can be empathetic and stuff as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, some of my job center appointments, they're just telephone ones. And then my advisor, she was on holiday, so some guy rang me. And he was really nice. He was like, he understood my situation. And he goes, oh, I go through the same. I have anxiety and depression. He goes, I actually work from home. I'm actually calling you from home.
Oh.
He goes, if there are any jobs going at the job center that are remote working, he goes, you should apply for them and then you could do what I do. He was really good, like giving me advice on that.
Can you imagine, Z, dude, you could do that.
I know. I just have to keep looking for the right job.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That'd be good. And then my babies would be happy that I'm at home with them. Yes.
That would be perfect. Oh my God, Z, I would hope for you to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Would you like to do that? Or do you think you'd rather be out, like, working with the public and being with people?
I don't mind. I'm happy to try anything as long as I'm working.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it was where you would work remote like 2 days a week and then you're in the office 1 or 2 days a week or 3 days, then that's fine. At least you know, you get out there, but then you're at home as well some days.
Yeah.
I mean, some jobs are like that where you can choose. I think Sunny, you know Sunny Luna?
Uh-huh.
Her job like that where she can ask, can I, like, do half shift at home? And they say, yeah. And then she'll finish
cool.
early and then do the rest at home.
See, that would be good. That would be kind of cool because then you get that interaction with people and, you know, other human contact, and then you can just be home sometimes. Yeah, that would be a good job. Well, thank you so much for coming back on. See, I was so glad to talk to you again.
Yeah, it was nice. I'm glad I could do a bit of an update. I know, was it Pepita? What? She said she was doing, was she doing one as well? She said she was going to do another podcast.
Yeah, she was. She scheduled, and then that was right before she moved.
Mm.
She's like, I just need to get settled into whatever routine. So,
yeah, maybe she'll do one soon.
I think she'll be back.
When you move house, it does take a long time to settle, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's just moving in general is hard. And then getting your head.
Then you just need to rest. After you've actually settled a bit. Just get sort yourself out.
Yeah, it's like physically and mentally draining. That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right, then. Just say bye-bye.
Goodbye, kiddos.
Bye.
Aw, cute. Oh.
All right.
Okay, all right, Z. Bye.
Okay, bye.
And that wraps up this second interview with Z. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing what she's been up to, how things have changed for her this past year. It's always interesting to kind of catch up and see, you know, how have things been? What new adventures have taken place in the lives of our friends here? So it was fun to hear from her, and maybe somebody else who's been on before would like to come back again. So stay tuned and we'll see who shows up next time. Thanks, friends. Bye for now.